Well, our buddy Cedric the Entertainer is coming back to St. Louis this week. He's got his second annual celebrity bowling benefit going on over at the Bowling Hall of Fame on Thursday night, and joins us live on the Paul Harris Show this afternoon. Hi, Ced. How you doing?
Hey, Paul. What's going on, brother?
I'm sorry I won't be able to be there on Thursday night. I had a great time there last year.
Yeah, we appreciate having you last year, man. That was a good time in there.
Well, thank you very much. How's life going with you?
Everything is going well, man. I can't complain. I'm just looking forward to coming in there, and I also got a new movie coming out, and one I'm about to start tomorrow, so everything's good, man.
You are always busy. I looked you up on the Internet Movie Database today, and it actually said it had to be continued on three other websites.
God, that's hilarious.
Tell me about this movie that you did with Don Cheadle. That's the one that's coming out in a couple of weeks, right?
Well, yeah, it's coming out actually July 13th, so...
This Friday.
This coming Friday, yeah. But in limited theater, so it may not come out because it's going to be a small release, and then it'll go wide a little bit later. So you might be right. It might not be in St. Louis right away.
And this is about a radio talk show guy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Don Cheadle plays his character, what's his character's name? I'm thinking about Dewey Hughes is the promoter, Petey Green. Don Cheadle plays Petey Green. He's probably one of the first kind of shock jocks, if you will. You know, he was the guy that got on and he spoke his mind, said what he wanted to in the mornings in the D.C. area during the late 60s when all of the turbulence was going on with the civil rights and all of that. And it's a very, it's a true life character, very controversial guy. And I play the Nighthawk. I was the number one guy on the station until he shows up and kind of takes my spot. So we have a rivalry going, and that's pretty much how we operate throughout the movie. But it's good, but a very good film, done very well.
Well, I know you've been in plenty of radio studios because you've been on my show so many times through the years. Was it natural for you to be the host?
Yeah, man. You know, I had a little radio show when I was in college. I went down to Southeast Missouri State, and I had a little, my own little radio show for a minute. So I'd actually been in the booth before, and you know, and just kind of did my own show. And then my good buddy Steve Harvey has a radio show, which I, you know, set in for him when he was on vacation at times. So I kind of knew the world. It was easy to kind of get back there and have fun with it.
So you were the pro. You were telling Cheadle, "Hey, come on over here. Let me show you how this is done."
Yeah. But it was old school because you played your own records back then. So it was a little different because you had to play your own records, set your cues, all those kind of things. A little different the way they do it today, you know.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, they don't know you run the Starship Enterprise over there, Paul.
Actually, I don't run any of them. I got Kevin, my engineer. He pushes all the buttons. It's just me with a microphone and headphones.
Yeah, you just got to tell y'all, you got to do is say, get us to warp speed.
That's exactly right. I'm the captain. He's Sulu.
That's right.
And how's everything else in your life? Did your daughter graduate high school yet? Was this the year?
Yeah, this was the year. She did indeed graduate. She actually was living in Columbia with my sister and her husband, so she graduated from Hickman High. And she's looking forward to going to Langston University in Oklahoma, so she's pretty excited about that. But you know, so we're excited for her, you know, just kind of moving on to that second phase of life.
Did you throw her a big graduation party?
We did. You know, we actually we came in, did a nice big dinner because we had a lot of relatives, you know, come up. But they did this really great thing for the students up there. So I actually just went by and surprised them. They had this big kind of open Vegas kind of casino night for the kids with fake money, of course. But, you know, they had a lot of fun, and I just participated in that. So that was nice.
So instead of having to play online, they actually got to play in person.
Yeah, they got to play little games, and then they had, like, bands there and DJs, and it was cool. They had a spa set up. It was kind of cool, and I think a couple of high schools participated. So that was a good time, and I just came by as a celebrity guest and said hello to the kids and wished them well, so that was real cool.
That's nice. And was Tiara begging you for a big graduation gift?
Yes, of course. I think she wanted, like, a BMW 535 or something to that nature.
How'd that go?
That didn't go very well for her. She is Castillo looking for rides right now.
Because you know that all of her friends must have been saying to her, oh, your dad's Cedric the Entertainer. You are really going to get something big.
Yeah. No, we, you know, I did some diamond earrings, and I got a trip to, you know, out of town with a couple of friends, and I looked at getting her something nice in economy for college. But she had to wait on the 535 till she get her own money.
It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Cedric the Entertainer, who's coming back to town for his annual celebrity bowling benefit, which will be this Thursday night at the National Bowling Museum and Hall of Fame. There'll be an auction that goes along with the bowling and the partying. And I'm looking through some of the things you've got there. You got the autograph stuff from Stan Musial and Lou Brock and Albert Pujols and LeBron James. And I see you've got a pair of autographed Shaq sneakers.
Yeah, well, we got some Shaq sneakers coming in that he actually played in the championship game. So I was able to get one off his foot and pack it in an oversized duffel bag and get it back to St. Louis.
I thought I saw a big tractor trailer rolling in today. That was
with a wide load sign on it.
Now this is the one he actually wore in the championship.
Yeah, this was one of the shoes he wore. I think I told people, and this may not be one of the games where it was real sweaty because it doesn't stink. It's actually a good smelling shoe. So,
wait a second. Wait a second. You held this thing up and inhaled?
Yeah. Well, I held it close. I didn't actually breathe in. I just, you know, held it close to inspect the shoe to check its authenticity. I mean, you know, like any good curator would of fine shoes.
Yeah, well, you want to make sure, because I'm sure with your discerning nose, you want to make sure that you didn't accidentally get a Kobe sneaker in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, this is not right. This is a Bill Lambert. This is not a Shaq shoe.
This is a Lambeer. Get me some odor eaters. So you're auctioning that stuff off and having people come down, and it's bowling and partying and music and a lot of fun. And like I said, I was there last year, and so was Nelly, who I don't know if he's going to be there or not. You know, he's out in Vegas in the World Series of Poker.
Yeah, he's in the World Series of Poker, and he's still working on his album, so he's like, you know, he's actually expected to, I talked to him, he doesn't know, he said he's going to try very hard if he can make it, but he's not really sure.
Well, that'll be cool. It's a fun night, and people who want to go, how do they get information?
They should go to the website, SettyBear.com, and definitely go on there and check it out. It said the Entertainer Charitable Foundation.
All right, and what is that benefit? Who's getting money from the foundation?
We do several scholarships throughout the city. We do a citywide scholarship where we've been putting, since 1996, we've been putting students through their first year of school. And through my high school and the St. Louis citywide, as well as the other big initiative is the Entourage program. They said the Entertainer's Entourage. And that way we take groups of underprivileged kids out of town each summer to try to give them an educational and enlightenment experience, just kind of seeing things in different cities and seeing how people are living life outside of St. Louis. So hopefully this encourages them and gives them drive to want to do more.
Very nice cause. Very, very nice. Tell me about the movie you're starting tomorrow.
Talk to me. Oh, the movie I'm starting tomorrow is Night Watch with Keanu Reeves, Forrest Whitaker. This is another big L.A. crime drama, kind of like Training Day. And, you know, I play a guy from the underworld who's basically have to lead the cops to these cop killers. And so it's kind of a dramatic role with me, but I'll get to have a little humorous nuances to it. But it is a dramatic role, so I'm looking forward to doing this.
Well, you're always working, and like I said, I looked on IMDb today, and you got Talk to Me that opens Friday with you and Don Cheadle. Then there's another one called The Better Man. Then you're doing voice work on Madagascar 2. Then there's Caught on Tape. Then there's Back to School. Then there's a new one you just mentioned. So I know you're busy, and that's why I appreciate you taking the time to come on this afternoon. And I hope Thursday night's a big success for you again, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay, Paul, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much, brother.
His website is SettyBear.com. Cedric the Entertainer here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.